Muchamu Rapper on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Thank you once again to my guests, Gertrude, Nick and Amy. It's always great to have the expert panel on here and just talk about some perspective on the just these issues that tend to come our way on a regular basis. Am I doing the right thing? Am I making enough money while doing the right thing? And that's what we do. So I hope you get as much out of it as I do.
Muchamu Rapper on BBC Radio Suffolk.
All right, so now we have the entrepreneur's journey coming up. And this is my 12th show doing this. So you hear every time I introduce somebody and I explain who they are. But I'm saying right now, this next entrepreneur who's coming in is one of my very favorite people in the world. I'm so proud for what she has done and continues to do, and impressed by her business savvy and what she's put together. Who is she? Well, you'll hear in just a moment. This is Mucha Marapa. Welcome to Mucha on Monday here on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Life, like love that's walked out of the door.
search, search, search. That could have been one of the many conversations that we've had over the years where you say, search, keep looking, hang in there, keep going. Mandy Errington, good evening to you and welcome to The Entrepreneur's Journey.
Good evening, Mitcher. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm doing great, and I really am thrilled to have you here, because if you remember when I first got this, I was saying, look, Mandy, I'd just love you to come on the show.
Sure.
And you're here, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
First things first, how's the new home? And when I talk home, I'm actually referring to your new property, the premises for DJV Boutique. How is that?
We're settling in really, really nicely, and it's a perfect destination and totally accessible for footfall, and obviously the parking very close by. So it was a really good move, and we're finding it really, really beneficial so far.
And I mean, for someone who actually went there when you had your grand opening, I mean, I've said it before, you know Tao, because we met all at the same time, and Tao's out in Los Angeles. I often go to Rodeo Drive, to some of the way it has been so tastefully done. And I said, look, this would be at home right there in Rodeo. And I kid you not, you know.
Sure, so, thank you.
We had a conversation with other quote-unquote high street owners a few weeks, and it's how I always start. I mean, how's business? How was the build up to Christmas? How has it been since?
I think overall the morale is pretty low, in the sense of, we dare I say, Brexit and other sort of things that contribute to people's spending patterns. So I would say, for me, I always remain positive. Whatever I'm doing, whatever's thrown at us, we keep going. I think leading up towards Christmas, I had noticed a slight dip this year. But I think, as I said, generally that's more assigned to people shopping online a little bit more. And we're more of a destination where people want to come in. It's a bit more tactile in what they wanted to look and, you know, feel and buy before they kind of make their decision. But we, as I said, we've got lots of things underway to obviously keep us busy and keep the consumers happy as well.
Great. This is The Entrepreneur's Journey. So we start in the here and now, and then we go back and we just sort of learn more about you and where you're heading and where you're taking this wonderful business of yours. So tell us about DJV Boutique.
DJV. So first of all, we're established, we've been established 7 years, but not as DJV. We were originally set up as Deja Vu Boutique. Some people may have heard of us, and we were based on the Norwich Road, and sort of joined up with some other neighbouring businesses like Co's and the Bridal Shops. And I think the time last year just came that we felt the expansion decision was right, and we needed to kind of evolve the business and grow it. So we also decided to change the name and make it a little bit more modern, a bit more current. So Daring Jazzy Versatile, DJV Boutique, kind of summarises everything that we do.
And what is it? And of course, I mean, I'm familiar. But even for me, every time we visit, there's something else that's going on there. So, I mean, what do you do?
It's basically we introduce individual styling and fashion. So what we buy and what we source is exclusive, not in a sense to everything in the area, but most of the things we buy, you can't get anywhere else locally. So we kind of benchmark ourselves on being quite stylish, unique, individual. So ladies can come in and kind of avoid that repetition issue where you've got sort of 10 of the same thing and you see another lady clashing at a party or something. So we can offer that sort of kind of protection, if you like. So if they're buying a handbag, it's like the handbag that you're buying, and it's not like unlikely to be replicated somewhere else.
And perhaps I'm just sort of on the outside looking in, but doesn't that alone provide you a certain element of being recession-proof, dare I say it? If you have this ability to provide people something that they, you know, it's not commoditized, because that's the death of businesses a lot of the time.
Sure. I think that is one of our USPs amongst others. And I always consider ourselves not being just retailers. I think it's really important to have many facets to your business proposition and not necessarily just stand there and sort of think, well, we're just waiting for the next customer to buy this pretty dress. You've got to look at, you know, what's ahead of you, what's keeping the top of your game, really. I think that's what's really important.
And for me, what I try and say to so many business owners is all these different touch points. You know, you've got the shop, you've got your website, yeah. But you also do terrific events. I mean, they, in my opinion, could stand alone as an event management company. You do them so well.
Sure. In saying that, we do have an extension of the business, and we have another arm to our business dynamic. Soul and Sophistication is something that we kind of house, more of a larger kind of event in the sense of a charity ball or the likes. And I partnered up with Tony Walters, and we create a Soul and Sophistication to, again, provide something quite different. So the night kind of comprises of fashion, entertainment and music. And we've had kind of two successful events so far. They've both been gone really, really well.
And they tend to be sold out, don't they?
Yeah, both of them have sold out. Yes, definitely. We're looking to possibly do one next year. They were biannually, and they are supposed to be biannually, but we have missed a couple of weeks because obviously we've been quite busy with other activities.
Okay, so in addition to this being the entrepreneur's journey, where you talk about the journey, you also get to choose the tunes. So we have a song here by Beyoncé with a very appropriate name. Why don't you introduce it and tell us why you like it?
It's kind of obvious because it was Deja Vu. It's Deja Vu by Beyoncé. And the reason for it was basically that was the name of our first shop when we opened.
All right, then. Mandy Errington, we have here from DJV Boutique. Here is Beyoncé with Deja Vu.
Bass. Let's go get 'em. I breathe.
I had a feeling when I said to Mandy, look, send over some tunes that they would just be rocking, just like that one. It's a very good choice of music, and there's more to come.
Thank you very much.
I have Mandy Errington here of DJV Boutique here in Ipswich. And let's move back here, because a lot of the time with the entrepreneur's journey, I have business owners who have settled here, people like myself, you know, just, you know, weren't born here and just sort of fell upon it. But you're actually you're an Ipswich girl, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Certainly. Born and bred.
Okay.
I've been here all my life.
Right. And then growing up, I mean, you were sitting in the green room while we were speaking with my expert panel earlier on. Where were you as far as what you wanted to do? Were you clear on what you wanted to do?
I think from sort of school days, I was always focused on kind of like being a chef or something. I always aspired to sort of cooking, and I loved home economics and everything. And then I then sort of diverted and looked at something more artistic. So I kind of spoke to my art teacher and said, what kind of jobs can you do that are associated with art? And she said, what about kind of designing, graphic design, advertising? And that kind of had a kind of an instant appeal. So thereafter, I then pursued my kind of schooling and education in that area.
Because that's the interesting thing. I've said to you many times that, I mean, you know, I'm one of those sort of brute force grunt marketers where it doesn't tend to be the most aesthetic, you know, stuff there. And I've always said, gosh, if I ever want to have a rebrand, or if I have a client who needs a rebrand, I'll take them to Mandy, because you just seem to have that eye. And is this back from your sort of art days?
Yeah, certainly. My career started as a graphic designer. So I've always had that creative kind of skill set, and I've applied it to the business in the sense we do all our creative and some of it is outsourced. I mean, the branding was done with an agency I worked for in the past, Blue Sky Creative Marketing. But essentially, I kind of know what I want in the sense of how I want things to look and feel.
And that's a massive advantage, isn't it? Because too often you get a business owner who, if you like, is, for want of a better word, held hostage. They go to a creative company, be it a web designer or a graphic designer, without really knowing what they're looking for. And then sort of several, you know, £1,000 later, yes. You know, whereas you can sort of say, look, this is kind of how I'm feeling about this, and you're able to get to the conclusion quicker.
Yeah, most definitely. I think I've kind of frustrate some of the suppliers that I even use, because I kind of know exactly what I want and the changes come through and they're like, you know, this is fine. I'm like, actually, can we just tweak it? I just know how I need something to look. And even with the kind of the brand evolving to DJV, I thought through it long and hard, and I kind of needed to move on from the original branding, and I didn't want to sort of take away too much, but the recognition is still there because the logo still represents the same look. So that was kind of done on purpose, you know, purposefully done.
And I mean, more so than anybody I've worked with, and I've worked with a few, you take this so personally, and I don't mean you sit in a corner shaking your head when you have long days, and but just it's almost like everything going out with your company logo on or this like that, you know, it just, and it reminds me of an ad guy whose lineage I followed, David Ogilvy, and you know, he was very much this man that anything going out, you know, had his name on it, so it needed to be right.
Absolutely. I have to have a stamp, and it always has to be like a stamp of approval and quality. And I don't, you know, accept anything less than a high standard. So I feel that's been maintained, especially with the new location, the new shop. Everything looks really polished. And that was my, you know, my end goal, to make sure everything had a high standard.
But in fairness, I mean, when we first met and you were on the Norwich Road, I mean, that had a beautiful look to it, a great aesthetic. There was a real warmth to it. And I suppose what I admired the most about it when you were doing that was, like, when you had events and things like that, even though the shop wasn't the biggest, you still had this ability to sort of make the most out of what you had.
Sure. I think, again, branding was very key and integral to what we did originally. So it's just an evolution. So everything has just moved on. And what we had then was suitable for that at that point. But the modern day retailing, I think we have sort of hit the mark where we need to be.
Oh, and then some.
And to have that kind of attraction and kind of stimulation and customers and the customer experience that's so high on the agenda these days with, you know, a competitive market and a very very tough economic, obviously, situation.
Yeah, so. And you always remain mindful of that. There just never seems to be an element of complacency about it.
You've got to keep on the ball. You can't take your eye off the ball. You know, often people say, well, we're not very busy and, you know, but I've never sort of entertained that myself because I always find something to do and focus or plan or, you know, what can we look at to kind of, you know, make it more rewarding for customers or so we're now exploring apps and other kind of loyalty schemes to benefit from our customers.
Now, when you were at art college, was that here in Ipswich?
Yes, it was. It was Suffolk College and they had an art division, which was in Smart Street. So I spent 2 years there and really enjoyed it and learned a lot about media, advertising, even down to fonts, typefaces. So that's where I'm sort of saying before, that's where the sort of kind of creativity has kind of come into play with this current role.
Oh, brilliant.
In my business.
Okay, we have Mandy Errington of DJV Boutique discussing and sharing her entrepreneur's journey as well as her choice of music. Coming up next is Bruno Mars. Tell us about this song and why you like it.
24 Karat is one of our favourites. It always hits the mark with the fashion shows and just gets everybody going. So it's one of my favourites and he's one of my favourite artists. Anyway,
okay, now you're welcome to stand up and boogie while we play it. Okay?
I may well do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Trying to do 24 karat magic in the air.
That was Bruno Mars with 24K Magic. We have Mandy Arrington here, and in just a moment, we are going to be firing some quick questions.
A day like Suffolk Date's a great day to celebrate.
See, I've been making friends over here. Gang, I've got one thing to say to you. Happy Suffolk Day!
Suffolk Day is back on Friday the 21st of June. Let us know what you're planning to do. Email suffolkday@bbc.co.uk or visit suffolkday.co.uk. It promises to be bigger and better than before.
I can't wait to go home. I'm on my way.
Suffolk Day on BBC Radio Suffolk.
I can't wait for that. Nor can I wait for these quick questions. Mandy Arrington of DJV Boutique, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. What is an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur is someone with vision, focus, direction, drive, passion.
Yeah. Sir Richard Branson or Lord Alan Sugar?
Ooh, both. Oh. If I have to choose Richard Branson.
No, that's cool. You can do both.
Both,
there's,
I think.
There's just
both influential and brilliant.
Okay. Dragon's Den or The Apprentice?
Dragon's Den for me, I think.
Okay. Favourite social media platform?
Facebook, because it works the best for us. So I would say Facebook.
You're doing very well on Facebook, and you have been for several years.
It seems to be the one that leads the way for us. Instagram, Twitter, yes, but I think Facebook is really kind of like the dominator for
us. And you find your lane and you just go with it, don't you, with social media. That's the whole thing.
You've got to keep plugging, but yes. It's content. It's all about content.
Proudest moment in business?
Proudest moment? I think the proudest moment was just given the opportunity to open a business and start a business. So that was probably back in 2012, I'd say, when the doors opened day one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Has there been a lowish moment in business or a frustrating time for you that kind of stands out?
I think transitional, when we were looking for new premises, it was kind of like focused on where would be the best location for us, and I think we got that right, but obviously there's always pressures and what you're going to end up with. Is it going to work, you know? So yeah, but I don't think it's a low. I think it was a positive, but it was
a growing pain, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Spender or saver?
I would say.
And by the way, I'm not talking about spending like on DJV stuff. I'm talking about, you know,
myself. Yes. I'm a spender, I think.
Okay.
I think there's an element of control when you have to sort of tighten your belt a little bit sometimes. But okay. I'd much rather be a spender. I'm happier as a spender.
Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston?
Oh, these are so difficult. I like both again.
Okay.
Equally, but I think
that's cool.
Whitney. I think Whitney. Yes. It's just close to my heart, I think,
Yes.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child or TLC?
Destiny's Child.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Definitely. Because I remember when they launched their first, well, they debuted, and I just thought they were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Favourite Tarantino movie?
Oh, it's got to be Pulp Fiction, I think. I have to say. Or Kill Bill, actually. I don't mind.
There were a couple of Kill Bills.
Yeah, there were. I'd say... I'm going to go with Kill Bill.
Okay. Mac or PC?
Oh, Mac all the way.
Yes,
definitely.
As you
Mac
constantly remind me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you, and I'll have to ask John this, do you take issues home or do you leave them at the door?
Oh, I'll certainly take them home. I'm surprised I'm still married.
Oh, well, he's a top man. And we'll talk a little bit more about him.
Absolutely.
And this is the final one. You don't have to answer this right now. Mm. We're going to play another song. But if there was Mandy Arrington, the movie that started, you know, the first scene is today, modern day, which actress would play you?
That is really tricky.
Well, that's why we've got a tune coming up, so
sure,
you can have a think.
Okay, thank you.
We have got Rufus and Chaka Khan. Tell us about the song and why you like it.
One of my all-time favourites. And again, Chaka Khan is just absolutely amazing. She still is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rufus,
one of my favourites.
And Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. We have Mandy Arrington of DJV Boutique here sharing her entrepreneur's journey.
Natural.
Ain't Nobody, Rufus and Chaka Khan here on Mucha on Monday, BBC Radio Suffolk. And I have Mandy Errington from DJV Boutique here in Ipswich sharing her entrepreneur's journey. She answered the quick questions quite admirably and excellently, but she's a bit stumped with the actress. Huh? You still? So it's okay.
I still am.
We'll give you some time.
I have to be realistic here.
Well, I always scribble down a name which I've got here, but we'll give you a bit more time to think in between songs and things like that. Okay,
no problem.
Well, moving on with your journey, when it was time for you to sort of go out there in the big old wide world, was it just a natural progression, therefore, to use your graphic design skills in the world of advertising and marketing?
Most definitely, yeah. Again, quite integral to image and proposition, what you're presenting to the public and how you're perceived by people. So I think that was very much a huge factor for us.
And where did you go after you sort of your first job in marketing?
Oh, my first job. Yes. Oh, sorry. My first job
It's that actress question.
Yes, yeah. Suffolk County Council actually was one of my first kind of job roles, which was within the studio there, and then I kind of stepped on from there to kind of ad agencies and various other kind of places before I joined the co-op.
Really? So with the Suffolk County Council, because we often, you know, have representatives from the council come here on various BBC shows, so they had a standalone marketing and design department, did they?
They did. Obviously it was more for internal kind of promotion, publications and print, but it fell under that one kind of area, and I was heavily involved in the studio and assisting the studio manager, and you know, progressively kind of moved around but within the same kind of department.
And you mentioned earlier on the high of sort of starting your business. What made you make that jump? Because it is a jump. There's a lot to consider. Good marketing and graphic design people are always in demand. Whereas when you go into business for yourself, there's not a guarantee that the public will always want what you've got to offer. So it was quite a big leap. What, had you been thinking about it for a while? Was that always the intention?
It wasn't always. I was quite happy kind of working for various companies, but I think I reached a point where my vision was kind of like more, I needed a little bit more, and I kind of wanted to do something more for myself. And I looked at options and what to do for, you know, for this change. Then first of all, I looked at a bar. It's kind of like opening a nice wine bar, and logistically that wasn't going to work. So then I kind of moved across to look at fashion options, and then started Deja Vu.
And you, something that's really obvious with you, and we'll talk in more detail about them, is that you have such a wonderful support system. Your parents, your husband, of course, John, who I'd like us to talk about.
Yeah.
And you seem to include them a lot. And even if you do have final say on a few things, you tend to include them. Were they part of that the sort of bouncing around of the ideas?
Couldn't have done it without them. My mum and dad, John, extended family and kind of friends, they've been absolutely amazing. And I can't even really say I'd carry on embarking on this journey without their help. And I think it's just their belief in me, the support, the amount of work they put into the business as well, physically and mentally. You know, it's got its challenges for all of us at times, but we all, you know, focus together as a family and kind of discuss the highs and the lows, as you said, but we're very close. And, you know, together with that support, we remain strong and continue.
As you know, Saturdays for me are very much a sort of sacrosanct day. I tend to go on a digital fast and an email and no phone or anything else like that. But what I used to do from time to time was just poke my head in on a Saturday to say hello to you as you're there. And you always had them with you.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that really sort of stood out to me. And I do, you know, want to talk about John because, I mean, just an amazing, amazing fella.
Just the fact he's put up with me for 25 years is this year. It was incredible. I think he is a major, major, major asset to, you know, his contribution, his dedication to not only to me, but to kind of, you know, putting in the graft to make things happen. Basically, he and my dad, and with my mum and dad as well, we kind of put the shop together as a family. You know, we didn't really get contractors in unless we had to. But John's sort of vision as well was kind of integral in the sense of what he wanted things to look like, including the amazing counter we have that looks fabulous. There's nothing like it. Again, no. It's bespoke. It's something that's us because it's original. And he's creative. He's creative in a different way. But again, that gels together and works.
Isn't that when the magic happens? When you might get somebody who will almost like transport their creativity and their ideas into an industry and into a shop that maybe isn't used to seeing something like that. Because when we went for your grand opening and we saw the big counter and everything else, I was just like, wow.
Blown away.
Yeah. I almost thought this could be a wine bar. But even that, I mean, I haven't seen wine bar counters like that.
It's so original, and it's his own creation, and that's why it's special to me as well. So I kind of really appreciate the effort and the time, the dedication that he's put in. And like I said, my mum helping me out, dad helping me out. It all really works, and without the support, honestly. And I obviously have, you know, someone that works for me, and I work with other people, but first and foremost, you're always going to turn to your family when you're going through. Yeah,
and sometimes they can sort of call you out when they think, you know, you're kind of, you know, maybe not doing things in a certain way or to the stand, or when you're just tired, and they can say, hey, listen,
this is it. Let's, you know, treat me to a spa or go do something to help me relax. And listening to me, and it's all shop talk. Mostly my conversations end up most evenings with shop talk, and I have to, I'm mindful of it. I'm mindful because, you know, I breathe the business all day, all night. But there is a time I have to understand that, you know, I have to relax. This is me and hubby's time. Let's just chill, you know. Let's not factor in business at the moment. But I can't seem to help it sometimes.
Something that has impressed me, you know, over the years with you is the way you have put as much focus on working on yourself as you do your business. You know, you like to take care of yourself. You know that, hey, look, I need to be the best version of me in order for my business to sort of run. Was that always something you did, or just along the way did you begin to say, no, look, I need to start taking care of myself and focus on some other things?
I think I've always had it, and I think from a sort of complimentary point of view, people always said I had a bit of style, and you know, my dress sense was always good, and it was always that little bit edgy or unique in a way that I didn't really follow high street trends or any particular trend. It was my own style, and I still maintain that, really. I don't necessarily, even as a sort of a trend savvy retailer, I don't necessarily just tap into everything that's current. It's I'll pick elements of, but there might be a bit of vintage in there, there might be something, you know, I'll mix and match, but it's my own style, my own individual style, and I really try to avoid, you know, replicating, you know, what a mannequin looks like. But hence why we want to present something different to our customers. They have that same kind of choice.
Yeah.
So I kind of base it on that, and I think that works for me, and it certainly works for the ladies that come in.
Yeah, no, and you have a very loyal following, people who sort of come attend your events and buy from you. Is it a challenge sometimes, the whole genuine scarcity of some of the things that you have? Because it's not like you can go back into the stock room and get another size. A lot of the time what's there is there, right?
We're always stocked enough, in the sense that there will be another set of something else. So if that set of bags or set of clothes or that one jumper has gone, we'll have something else to replenish. And our online you know, kind of suppliers, which one of them is French Connection, we can just tap in straight away and get something, you know, the next day. So we always have to, you know, it's like supply by demand. We're on it, you know. If people want something, we can get it. We can also source individual items if people want something specifically, and sometimes we do repeat certain things, so they're good sellers. And if the demand is there, we'll go and get it.
All right. Are you still doing makeup?
Yeah.
I remember one of your events. Oh, I can't remember where it was, where I went there and you spent the best part of the evening making ladies up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we still do, but we've expanded on that kind of area, because the makeup we do, the main selling point is that it's totally ethical. So there's no chemicals and it's cruelty free and everything else. But we've now introduced this year DJV styling packages, and they comprise of assessing the individual's kind of shape and the optimum colours. And I work with Libby Ainsley on that, very good friend and colleague as well. So I work with Libby on that, and then we introduce the makeup as well as part of that sort of experience, and they get a little drink and, you know, something to eat, and, you know, but the whole kind of, I'd say, experience is again something that's quite innovative. It's something different, and we house it under DJV experiences or styling packages. So, and we have some booked, and it's really going quite well.
Oh, it sounds it. Okay, on with the music. We have Mary J. Blige. What's the name of this song, and why do you like it?
Oh, absolutely just fine. Mary J. is just one of my all-time icons. I've loved her from day one, you know, so I had to have her in.
Okay.
it would have been rude not to.
So we're gonna have a listen while you get the name of that actress together.
I've got it.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I found her.
Can't wait now.
I found her.
All right, so Mary J. Blige with Just Fine, and then after that we're going to talk about Mandy Arrington, the movie.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna, oh!
Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart is gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life, just by, 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 by.
best out of life. Treat yourself to something new. Keep your head up high in yourself. Believe in you. Believe in me. Having a really good time. I'm not complaining. And I'ma still wear a smile if it's raining. I gotta enjoy myself regardless. When I'm walking past the mirror. Ain't worried about doing what you're gonna do. I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to get better. See, I won't change my life just
tempted to make a little mini CD of all these tunes that you've chose. You know, I could just be some boogie music here.
Thank you. I did have a time to think about it, so
good.
Thank you very much.
I have Mandy Errington of DJV Boutique here in Ipswich, and we went through the quick questions really well. It was just some great answers and all the rest of it, but then we got a little stuck when I said if there was the movie Mandy Errington, which began sort of right now, 2019, which actress would play Mandy, and you had to have a think about it, but you've done it. So which actress would play?
Gabrielle Union. Because she's one of my absolute all-time favourite. And I think, not necessarily that we look anything alike, obviously, but she it would be her.
I would make it the breakthrough acting role of Heather Small.
Oh.
That would be my Mandy Errington.
Okay.
Do you approve?
I approve.
Okay,
certainly.
Great. Now, I didn't dare think who John would be, John's character. But John, listen, I'm going to have a think. I'll text it over to Mandy in the next day or two, you know. But as we move right along, Mandy, I have one of the really great things I've seen about you is really sort of stepping up and doing your bit, both with non-profits, other business owners. And you're also on a real mission as far as the state of the high street. Now, just as recently as last week, our expert panel was saying, you know, is the high street dying a slow death? What can we do for it? Daniel Whittock very mm-hmm. kindly was involved in that as well. You've explained that times are tough. Where do you see this heading, and what needs to be done in order to continue to fight another day, live to fight another day?
I think we just need all local businesses, or in fact multiples, any the town that you live in. I think it's really important to support your area, support the community that you're in. And there is a lot of negativity, but I think you can kind of turn that around to be beneficial if you just considered or you know, adjusted the mindset of that there isn't anything in town, or you know, it's not for me, or you know, because there's always something if you look hard enough. That's the way I kind of look at it. And not just us, but I think there's a lot of really, really good independent shops available. You know, you've got the Saints, you've got us, you've got, you know, Zebra Chic, a lot of really, really good shops. And I think the awareness needs to sort of get out there, so people to sort of call in and see us, even just to say hello to us, you know.
Yeah, and it, from what I'm hearing, and this is for other shop owners, you giving them some advice, there's no shame in letting the customers who come in and buy things, letting them know, look, how important and how significant it is when they come and support you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we want to sort of, I'm all for putting on a brave face, but when someone's there and you just say, look, you know, it means a lot that you're coming
Absolutely.
Here supporting us. Yeah.
And that's why we're looking at our customer loyalty aspect of what we offer. I always think it's rewarding customers is always key. And any way that you can kind of say thank you, which we try to do with the events that we host every quarter, we actually do those. And the app is coming up with... it will have a loyalty aspect on it, as well as offers and different things that people can just download it and access it quite instantly. So it's something they can reap the benefit of, and kind of encourage people to, you know, said pop in and see us.
Okay, we're going to be back with some final thoughts from Mandy Errington in just a moment.
Mark Murphy at breakfast on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Are you experiencing the Marie Kondo effect, or hasn't it reached the age UK shops yet?
It certainly hasn't reached me personally, no. I'm very untidy, and apparently I'm a hoarder, although I don't think I'm a hoarder, which I guess that is actually the problem, isn't it?
Well, I think you and me both, mate, really. I've been threatened with divorce. I've got so much stuff lying around.
Mark Murphy at breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Got to visit with Mr. Murphy just very quickly this afternoon when he was just heading home after that. He gets up very, very... Do you listen to the morning show, by the way?
I tune in when I can. Yeah. Yes, certainly. So, one of my... Obviously, again, supporting local. So yes. It's always about local.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So where you can, you know.
Yeah.
It's absolutely important.
Well, you mentioned Facebook, of course, I'm speaking to Mandy Errington of DJV Boutique here in Ipswich. You mentioned you're on Facebook and you're doing other social media platforms. You have some beautiful, for want of a better word, stuff there. So where can people learn more about you, see those clothes and handbags, shoes, makeup and the experience? Where can they learn more?
To find out. Everything is obviously our website is the main landing source for knowing everything about us and how to buy things, how to book an experience or a makeover. So I'd say djvboutique.co.uk is the first kind of thread, and then you'd look at obviously all the platforms which we are DJV Boutique Ipswich or DJV Ipswich. I believe on Facebook is DJV Ipswich.
Well, I'll be sure to post some of these links. We've of course got some photos and some video of your time in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been an absolute pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your story. I have always been of the impression that, you know, there is so much more great stuff ahead for you. So just keep on keeping on, Mandy.
Oh, thank you. I always remember those words, Richard. And I think I always look at it, you get out what you put in. And, you know, if you're going to put in 50%, that's what you're going to get back. And I'm trying to aim for 110% and with the view of, you know, succeeding in my business.
Great, great. Final song is by Ariana Grande. And what is it? Why do you like it? And you can introduce it.
It's Ariana Grande, Breathing. And I like it because she is just a world-class, obviously, singer. Her vocals are just impeccable. And I really admire her as a performer and a person.
Mandy Errington, thank you so much for sharing your entrepreneur's journey.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Of my energy, I look up and the whole room's spinning. You take my cares away. I get so overcomplicated. People tell me to medicate. Feel my blood running, swear the sky's falling. I don't know if this fabricated. Time goes by and I.
Was Ariana Grande, Breathing. That was the final choice from Mandy Arrington of DJV Boutique. Just a terrific story. And if you do get the opportunity, in fact, make the opportunity to go into town and go into the boutique, and you'll just see how classy it's done. Classy, just like the lady herself.